Good morning. God sent his son into the world not to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Somewhere in the mystery of God's will, the entire world is involved. I don't know how he does it, but his intention is to save the world, not just a few people. Father Sofronie Sakharov was a highly esteemed Russian monk who died in 1993 at his monastery in England. And he used to say, to be a Christian, one must be like an artist. Just as artists are captivated by their subjects, what they are painting, what they are representing in their works. Just as artists are captivated by their subjects and by the desire to portray them as perfectly as possible, so also you, the Christian, is captivated by Christ and by a desire to attain to his endless perfection. The Christian life is meant to be a masterpiece. A masterpiece of sublime art, because God is an artist. And God's masterpiece is the product of his love. For God so loved the world, not just a few people, not just a portion of the world, but the world. God can do that because God's love is infinite, beyond measure, beyond our understanding, a mystery to us humans who like to draw boundaries, who like to select and restrict. It is the mystery of God, the Holy Trinity. Think about some of the passages in the Bible. God gives his only begotten Son, as we read today, because he loves the world. The first letter of John says, so that we might live through him. Galatians says, the Son gives himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present age, according to the will of God our Father. And the Holy Spirit also offers himself in order to guide you into all the truth, Jesus says in John's Gospel, chapter 16. The Holy Spirit offers himself also, is poured out unto us to guide us into all the truth of God's love and infinite goodness. I came upon one of John Chrysostom's sermons yesterday, a section of one of his sermons in the original ancient Greek. And this portion of the sermon begins with Chrysostom saying, epithymise pornis. Epithymise pornis. God desired a harlot. How does that hit your ears this morning from St. John Chrysostom? God desired a harlot. God desired a humanity that had gone astray, that had sold itself to sinful, self-serving, self-pleasing behavior. But, John Chrysostom says, he did not send a servant or an angel or an archangel, not the cherubim or the seraphim. He himself came as lover. God desired a harlot. And what did he do, Chrysostom asks. He continues in my own translation. Because she could not rise to the heights, he came down to the low depths. He comes to her hut, to her dwelling, and he sees her drunk, And how does he come? Not with his divinity shining, but he comes as she is, so as not to terrify her and cause her to run away. He finds her wounded, wild, and unkept, weighed down by demons. And what does he do? He takes her as wife. And what does he give her? A ring. What ring? The Holy Spirit, Chrysostom says. And then he imagines this dialogue. And he tells her, "Didn't I plant you in paradise?" "Yes," she says. "How did you fall out from there?" "The devil came and took me out of paradise." "So you were planted in paradise and he took you out. Here, I will plant you in me. No one dares approach me. I, the shepherd, will hold you and the wolf does not come." "But I am sinful and dirty," she says. "Don't worry, I am a doctor." This is the love of God, Chrysostom says. He does not ask for a rendering of accounts. He does not ask for excuses. He comes as healer, as doctor, and he forgives. Now, what I found interesting in this passage is that throughout this parable, Chrysostom uses the word eros, not agape, which most of us think is the Christian word for love. No, Chrysostom, God says, God is oeron, oerotevmenos in modern Greek, the lover. He does not use the New Testament word agape because he really wants to use the language of human love and human passion. Because you see, Chrysostom's God is not the dispassionate God of Aristotle and the ancient Greeks. Chrysostom has no use for the language of the ancient Greeks and the classical images of God. Because Chrysostom is steeped in biblical language, especially the Old Testament, where God is passionate, where God expresses himself with passion to his people. Because God in the Bible is not the God of the philosophers. The God of the Bible is intoxicated with love for humanity. And that kind of love does not see ugliness, Chrysostom says. He says the lover doesn't care much about his behavior or what others will say. And the phrase he used, ouk exetasi tropon. He doesn't calculate how his behavior is going to appear to others. He doesn't care what you or I think about his behavior. Just like a lover doesn't care. This is what Christ did. He saw the ugliness of humanity. He loved us. And he renews us. And that's how much God so loved the world. And Chrysostom writes, O nymphiu kalopizondos amorphian nymphis. O bridegroom, how you make beautiful the ugliness of the bride. But ugliness is a terrible English word. And it doesn't really capture the word amorphia. Amorphia means much more than ugliness. Amorphia comes from morphi, which means form. So amorphia means formlessness, without form, without order, without shape. Chaotic, as in Genesis, where we read, the world was without form and the God Spirit hovered all of creation. It's a new creation that Chrysostom is representing to us in this parable. The bride, what God found here and coming down had no form, was in chaos. And he gives us form. He undoes the amorphia. So human nature is not ugly in the conventional sense. We use words like that. You're ugly. He's ugly. She's ugly. No, no, no. No, something much more beautiful and something much more profound is going on here. It's about form. It's about beauty as God ordained it, that God gives. So I think in this little parable that I came upon yesterday, looking through one of my old theological magazines from 1982, issue number 2 of Synaxy, Τριμηνιαία έκδοση σπουδή στην Ορθοδοξία, very nice publication that still comes out every 3 months in Greece, now in its 35th year. And whenever I go to Greece, I always try to find as many old issues as I can buy. Found this little passage from Chrysostom in this issue of this magazine. And I said to myself, this really captures the real meaning of today's gospel. For God so loved the world. That's how great God's love is. That he restores us, he renews us, he ignores what we do to ourselves and what we do to our world. And he gives us form, he gives us beauty as it was originally intended. And that's the word of the Lord today.